USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is issuing a disaster declaration at the state's southern border to augment additional resources to efforts addressing the humanitarian crisis at the border. This as new video shows smugglers abandoning a five-year-old alone at the Texas border. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan believes the administration is not doing enough to secure the border.
I mean, they created this mess. It's almost as if it's intentional because they undid the Trump policies. The president won't go to the border. The vice president won't go to the border. When Secretary Mayorkas went to the border, he wouldn't let the press in the facility. So it's like they want to stick their head in the sand and hope the country doesn't notice.
President Biden set to deliver remarks on Wednesday from the White House regarding the latest efforts in the nation's fight against the coronavirus pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spray Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete!
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
President Biden continuing to undo the actions of his predecessor.
President Biden has suspended oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, making permanent the temporary moratorium he issued on his first day in office. The order reverses a Trump-era policy allowing oil and gas exploration in the nature reserve. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy called the cancellation of the leases wrong and an attack on his state's economy. In a tweet, Dunleavy promised he used every means necessary to oppose the order. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The CDC says more patients with kidney failure died during the first 7 months of the pandemic than would have been expected. A new report showing roughly 7,000 to 10,000 people had end-stage renal disease. That's when a kidney stops working and the filtering of a person's blood requires dialysis or a transplant. The CDC saying these patients face higher risk of dying from COVID because of their weakened immune systems. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is ripping the U.S. Army on social media for a new ad calling them woke and emasculated. The Texas Republican retweeting a video comparing a Russian military ad featuring muscle-bound men shooting rifles centering on a female soldier with two moms. Cruz also telling Fox News,
the men and women of our military, our soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines, are the toughest, most ferocious and effective fighting force on the face of the planet. They are the reason we are free. They are the reason we have our rights. And what we're seeing is we're seeing Democratic politicians and these woke lefty bureaucrats and lefty media reporters trying to destroy the American military, trying to turn it into, frankly, a bunch of pansies.
Reacting to Cruz's comments, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on CNN.
It is not too soft. It will never be too soft. I think our adversaries would like to capitalize on talking points like that, or the Chinese, the Russians, and I welcome them to do that, because what this department, what Lloyd Austin is focused on, is the defense of our nation.
NASCAR announcing on Tuesday that the Phoenix Raceway will once again host a NASCAR Championship weekend, November 4th through the 6th, 2022. This will be the third straight year the Phoenix Raceway has hosted the championship finale. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.